Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world, caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are at the end of a special 14-podcast Advent series we call Christmas Through the Eyes of the Heart. In order to best use today's podcast, it will be important for you to open up our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and find the corresponding blog post for today's subject. Today's theme is Christmas Day, A Child is Born for Us. And today's Visio Divina artwork is entitled Large Nativity with Joseph by Joseph Wayne Forte from the year 2010. On our webpage, you'll see the artwork that corresponds with today's Lexio Divina. You might want to double-click on the artwork to enlarge it for better viewing as we read. This special Advent podcast series introduces you to the spiritual disciplines of Lexio Divina, which is slow reading of God's Word, combined with Visio Divina, giving God time to lead your imagination as you gaze on a work of beauty. So today, I'm going to ask you to spend some extra time sitting with this piece of art pictured in front of you, and let's see what Jesus might have for you as we work our way through the 5 steps of Visio Divina. Are you ready? So here's the first step of our Visio Divina. Number 1, prepare. Take a moment right now to prepare yourself. Find a quiet place where you can be free of distractions. Close your eyes. Breathe. Clear your mind, asking God to enter into your time of prayer. Welcome Jesus into your midst, asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you through the reading of God's Word and your meditation on the Christmas image in today's podcast. Number 2, Lexio. Now, let me read for you today's Lexio Divina. Notice what words are drawing your interest. Ponder slowly on those words. Ask the Holy Spirit to work with your imagination, drawing you deeper into these familiar words. You might want to close your eyes as I read today's Lexio Divina. This is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. And I'll be reading from the Message Bible. For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. He is A to Z, the first and the final, beginning and conclusion. Number 3, meditate. Now open your eyes and scan the entire image we've given you today. Let your eyes be led. Focus on the part of the image that catches your eye and name it. Sit with the picture for a moment. Maybe close your eyes once again, imagining that piece of the image in your mind. You might want to pause our podcast right here to take more time for this part of the exercise. Number 4, pray. Open your eyes and look again at the piece of the image that caught your attention. As I read the Lexio Divina one more time, and as you listen, pray, asking God to bring forth a word, a thought, an image, or maybe an emotion that might be associated with what you are seeing. Close and rest your eyes. And again, you might want to pause our podcast here to take more time with this part of the exercise. Let me read our Lexio Divina one more time. For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. He is A to Z, the first and the final, beginning and conclusion. And now finally, number 5, contemplation. Open your eyes and gaze one final time at the whole image. Pause. Breathe. Go slow. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak. And once again, you might want to pause our podcast here in order for you to take a little bit more time with this part of the exercise. Now, here are a few questions for you to ponder today. On this Christmas day, which portion of the artwork seemed to stand out to you the most? What story maybe stood out here? And what thoughts or feelings have been stirred within you as you took time to ponder on both God's Word and this Advent image today? What might God be speaking to you through these thoughts or feelings? And how might you respond to these things that Jesus is revealing to you today? So as we close, will you pray with me? Thank you, Jesus, for the power of your word and the power of the Spirit who illuminates truth for me through both God's word and the artwork I've pondered on today. Holy Spirit, indwell and empower me as I celebrate this Christmas day, the birth of my Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. May this Christmas day be full of God's presence. For your name's sake, amen. Finally, on this Christmas day, we want to thank you for joining us for this 14-session podcast and blog series, which combined the reading of the Christmas story with 14 pieces of beautiful artwork, which hopefully brought your imagination to life. Stay tuned for yet another new blog series starting very soon, and go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, for details, and while you're there, click on the Contact Us page. We would look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping that this Christmas day will be full of God's presence. And may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.